Hello, hello. You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your co-host, Chloe.
And Natalie.
And happy Tuesday. Today we have a lot of cool stuff planned, playing a lot of new tunes. Two-fifths of the Surrey band Failing Street will be here joining us shortly. We're going to kick things off with a song first, though. This is by Altona. They're a Vancouver-based band, kind of pop, rock, punk influence. Definitely recommend checking out their EP, their self-titled EP, which came out on local label Big Smoke. It came out last year. This is one of my favorite tracks off that, and it is called Favorite Books. Hello, once again, if in case you missed earlier, that was Favorite Books by Altona, and they're also playing Cat Solano this year on Saturday, July 9th, if you want to check them out live. So now we're joined by a couple of guests in the studio with us. Hello.
Hey there.
What's up, guys?
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Nick. I sing in the band Failing Street.
My name is Ryan. I play bass in the band Failing Street.
Awesome. And you guys just released your new EP?
Yeah.
Don't Worry About the Weather.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a good time.
So can you tell us a bit about, like, how did you approach this release any differently? Because you do have another EP out already that came out in November. So, like, did you approach it any differently from writing the first one?
I'd say so. In the first one, actually, a lot of the songs were written almost a year prior to us, like, actually forming. So I just kind of written them and kind of got a bunch of my friends together. And then we were like, cool, all right, I guess we're doing a band thing. That's awesome. And then we went into a studio, so our producer Vinny, cool guy, and he really helped us kind of shape those and really polish them off, whereas this one, they were probably written between releasing our first EP in November and March or April, I would say, so it's like very condensed, kind of 4 or 5 months where we just kind of got a bunch of songs out, did them, got them out, and you know, just tried to not sit on things for too long, and yeah, I think it worked out pretty well, though.
Awesome. And are there any themes behind the tracks in particular, or the title as well?
Sort of. Nick, our guitar player, there's two Nicks in the band, kind of confusing, we also call him Coco, he wrote the third track, which is called Colder Days, and in that, he just, it's just a great line, which was, don't worry about the weather, it's gonna rain anyways. So we kind of took that, and you know, being from Vancouver, as we all know, it is late June and raining, so that's fun. So, you know, we get, I guess, 100 plus days of rain every year, so it kind of literally, but also I think he was also meaning it metaphorically, where, you know, you can kind of get yourself into that headspace where, like, it doesn't matter if it's, like, great out or if, you know, good things are happening, like, in your head it's kind of raining anyways. So that also kind of plays off, I guess, our art as well, so it kind of is all tied in to a degree.
Cool. And do you guys have any personal favorite songs off the release?
Ooh, I think...
yeah. For me personally, we did our music video for our song Wrong Again, which is my second favorite. But I think Nick and I have the same opinion here. Our favorite song off the album would be the last track, which is Help Yourself. It's got a really good flow to it. And we do some trading off vocals, which is like we kind of throw lines back and forth at each other, kind of like a conversation. And it's really cool and it's really kind of different, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Good vibe too in that one.
Oh yeah.
Like, just feeling wise, I'm pretty satisfied with like the band arrangement. So yeah.
Great. We're gonna be back with Failing Street after another song. The next one we're gonna play is Wasting Away by Tonight Alive. This is originally off their EP, which came out in 2010, called All Shapes and Disguises. Sydney pop punk band. They're playing on Warped Tour this year. If anyone's planning on checking that out. Yeah, one of my favorite songs, once again, Wasting Away by Tonight Alive.
Comes a dream I never dreamt because I'm just too busy waiting for nothing and wasting away. Dream.
never dreamt because I'm just too busy waiting for nothing and wasting away. And so the sky becomes a dream.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking, and once again, the song that you heard before those short messages was Wasting Away by Tonight Alive. So once again, we're in the studio with Failing Street, and you guys aforementioned that you had released a music video for your song Wrong Again. Mm-hmm. How much fun was it to film the video?
It was fun. Like,
I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. Long day, for sure. I think we started at like, I think I got 11. To your house at like, 10, 11. Yeah. And we finished at like 11 p.m. So like, thankfully, like our shoot locations were close together. It was a long day, lots of fun. But pretty stoked on the final product.
Yeah, and like a lot of the stuff that we did, like a lot of the really good moments in that, in the music video, like some of the funniest and like best moments were like, pretty improvised.
Yeah.
Like we had a pretty set schedule and like a pretty set like time frame what we were gonna do, and then like there were some things we were just like feeling out. We're just like, hey, let's try this, and then we did it, and it was really funny and it would work, but it did end up adding a lot of time to the recording, but it was really fun.
And I think we achieved our goal of creating one of the cheesiest videos possible.
Definitely.
So yeah.
Yeah, definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't seen it already. There's like shovels and everything. Okay, so you guys are also, you haven't announced an EP release show yet, but what are you guys planning to do? Any shows coming up?
Yeah, we will for sure be playing one for a tour kickoff. We're planning on leaving last 2 weeks of August kind of into the first couple days of September. So guaranteed August 19th or 18th, somewhere in there. As far as EP release shows, we're still working on that for late July. Just still little details to be ironed out. But yeah, it's coming up.
Nice. And do you guys have any other plans for the rest of the year? Like, are you already writing some new music?
I don't know. I don't think we've thought that far ahead, to be completely honest, which is probably pretty bad. But I think we're just going to roll with the punches, take it as it comes.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
And you guys just came out with the new EP, so, you know, sit on that, enjoy it for a while.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
For sure.
So in terms of your guys' own music taste, do you have any favorite releases of the year so far?
I'll start talking on that. Busing down here brought back some pretty good memories from April, because I saw the 1975 play here, and their new album is one of my favorites ever. It's fantastic. 1975 is like one of my favorite bands, so I'd say right now, that's probably my favorite release of the year.
Yeah, I'd say that as well. I like didn't listen to them before and saw them in April. That was neat. And then I listened to them afterwards because I have a habit of doing that. I'll go see bands I've never heard of before or I've never actually listened to. Get into them after, which kind of, I guess, defeats that. But, I mean, whatever. For me personally, though, right now, last week, Australian band With Confidence released their full length called Better Weather. And that is excellent. Probably my favorite so far.
Nice. And we have one more question for you guys. If you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
Ooh. Are we talking just ice cream or gelato, too?
Sure.
All right, we'll bring gelato into this.
Okay,
right. Does that change your answer?
Maybe. We'll see.
Ah, jeez. All right, I'm going to go with, not because I like the flavor, because I feel like it represents me, I'm going to go with pistachio, just because I feel like it looks weird.
Yeah, that does but represent you.
But once you get to know it, you know, it's not that, like, you have to hang out with it, because you're legally obligated, but, like, after a while, it's, like, less painless, or less painful. It becomes painless to you.
That's fair. I'd say, I don't know, like, good bubblegum ice cream. Because, like, you know, you just have an adder, and then there's those little chunks in there. And
Whoa, Nick.
Kind of ruins it, but it's a good time.
I feel like you're mango.
Mango?
You look like a mango.
Why mango?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll take it.
Sure.
Awesome. And on that note, Failing Street is also going to play a couple of songs live for us, so look forward to that. We're going to play one more song for you, though. It is called I Want to Waste My Time on You by The Crooks. They're a British indie rock band. This is off their album Lucky Ones, which came out in January.
Sounds to me
Hey guys, welcome back. We're Failing Street, and we're about to play you an acoustic version of our newest single off of our second EP here called Don't Worry About the Weather. The song is Wrong Again.
Maybe I'm upset and overthinking.
But I was wrong again. And I know that you'll flake on me until the bitter end. If you want it to just get with my friends. You should have told me that was your intention. But I was wrong again. And I know that you'll flake on me until the bitter end. If you wanted to just get with my friends.
Get with my friends.
Then you should've told me that was your intention.
I'm not gonna change for you. Take
Hello, the song you just heard was Dumb Dog by The Wolf. They're a Saskatchewan folk indie acoustic trio, so it's a pretty calming song with a nice pop melody. Now we're going to throw it back because Failing Street's going to treat us to one more acoustic song, so I'll have them introduce it.
Alrighty. This song is the last song off of the EP. It's called Help Yourself. Features some dual vocals between Ryan and I.
And, that's me.
That's you.
I'm Ryan.
And so this is Help Yourself.
Time.
We're at our odds again.
You said
things are looking up. I'll never be enough. I never thought I would be such a mess up.
Wanted someone to save you.
Prince Charming will never find you.
He knows his damsel is just a sham.
Who doesn't want to figure herself out? Oh, I know we're so far from where we used to be.
It doesn't help that you won't help yourself. Get away from all the things.
Bring him down, he's never around. See what a wreck you truly are.
It doesn't help that you won't help yourself out.
But you won't help yourself out. Come December, now we're here. And as the snow begins to clear, come to find out I was right. What feels like the thousandth time.
What a shame, oh what a shame.
He cheated at his own stupid game.
You're drowning in your self-doubt.
You're trying to dig yourself out.
Just wait for someone to save you.
I know we're so far from where we used to be.
It doesn't help that you won't help yourself. Get away from all the things.
Bringing you down, he's never around. See what a wreck you truly.
It doesn't help that you won't help yourself out.
Time gets up, the weather's rough, and you've just found out that you're wrong again. Everything moves on again, it's changing. You feel like a catastrophe, exactly what you need, but you'll never know that. I hope you know that
things might not get better.
But you gotta weather this storm.
Things might not get better.
But you gotta weather this storm.
Things might not get better.
But you gotta weather this storm.
Things might not get better.
But you gotta weather the storm.
So far from where we used to be. It doesn't help that you won't help yourself. Get away from all the things.
Bringing you down, he's never around. See what a wreck you truly are.
It doesn't help that you won't help yourself out.
But you won't help yourself out.
But you won't help yourself out.
Won't help yourself out.
Yay. Yay, thank you guys, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Once again, Failing Treat's new EP, Don't Worry About the Weather, is out now. Make sure you go pick up a copy on Bandcamp, iTunes, everything.
Google Play.
Amazon?
Amazon.
Ooh, yeah.
You gotta go to the jungle.
And definitely keep an eye out on their social medias for some live shows coming up super soon. Haven't been announced yet, but they will be. And yeah, we're gonna play another song for you now. This is Did You Want to Tell Me Something by Alexandria May Lowe, Vancouver-based alt-pop songstress. This is off her debut full-length album, Time.
I like the constraints.
Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Disinhibition by Squib off Squib Has Been Birthed, which is the debut release under that moniker by Port Coquitlam's Martin Grice. Kind of minimalist pop 90s synth driven, and I really like his use of candid lyricism because he uses the word labium, which is a part of the mouth, which I've never ever heard in a song, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, next song we're going to play is Midnight by Friends of Foes. They're a Saskatchewan four-piece kind of ambient pop rock, and this is off their EP Faults, which came out in February. They'll also be heading out on a Cross Canada tour, and they play at the Roxy in Vancouver on July 13th with Within Rust and Frogpile, and tickets are only $5 plus service charges if you're interested in checking that out.
RTR. Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And this was that an animal?
No. Was it the mic? Was it the chair?
Yeah, it was just something moving.
Anyways.
If anyone heard that, sounded like it was like, oh, there it is.
Don't anyway. Move the mics. This is the Permanent Rain Radio with Natalie.
And Chloe. Once again, what was the song we just heard? It was one of Natalie's picks.
Yes, that was Break or Bury by Sun Sleeper. They're a Salt Lake City quartet, and that is off their upcoming debut EP, Stay the Same, which comes out on July 14th.
Yes. So we had Failing Sheet on earlier. That was a lot of fun. What have we been up to lately? We've done a couple of interviews. We did one with Breck Bassinger. I don't remember if we spoke about
it. I think
that
we mentioned it.
Yeah, but she was super nice, right?
Yeah,
And
she's
then, Nickelodeon actress.
Teenage Nickelodeon actress. And then just a few days ago, we talked to Alyssa Baker, who actually I think has been on CITR before on another show. But she used to be based in Vancouver. She grew up here. She now spends a lot of time back east as well. But she's a musician and also an actress now. She's in a TV show called Lost and Found Music Studios.
So it's really great to see her, you know, doing so well.
And then with both her music and now. So acting. So she has an EP coming out super soon.
So definitely stay tuned for both of those young artists. The next song I have, or we have for you, is one of my picks, Chloe's picks.
Hashtag Chloe's picks.
Yeah, Chloe's picks. That sounds like it has some sort of ring to it. But
sure.
Anyways, it's called This Is the House That We Built by the Fergies. The Fergies are an Australian family band. I believe I began listening to them back in 2010, 2011. It's been a long time. I used to listen to their covers of popular songs on YouTube, but now they do mainly originals, at least those videos published on their channel. They have a very kind of acoustic folk sound nowadays, and it's really refreshing. They're all very, very talented, and their lyricism always comes from personal places, but spins it into something optimistic, especially some more tougher topics like depression. And yes, this is the house that we built by the Fergies. I hope you enjoy.
And we did live. This is the house that we built.
Once again, that was This Is the House That We Built by the Fergies. Thanks again to Failing Streak for coming in, talking with us, playing a couple of tunes.
Yeah, definitely check out their new EP, Don't Worry About the Weather. We have one more song for you guys today. And before then, we just want to say thanks for listening. And we have our next show on July 12th.
Yes, July 12th. Mark your calendars.
No one will.
But we hope to have, of course, you mentioned before, some more guests on.
Because guests are fun.
Yeah, we're trying to do that a lot more.
And it is fun. And it's the summer.
So I don't have to hear Natalie talk all the time, right? I mean.
Well, I'm only here for the summer, too.
Yeah, so I like having Natalie back. But it's also fun to have more guests when there's two people here co-hosting. For sure. So. Last song
is Siren by Vince Vaccaro. This is off his new album, So Long Wicked Tide. And Vince Vaccaro is a Montreal-born, Victoria-raised singer-songwriter. Really love this track. It's kind of, I call it ambient yet upbeat. And there's really great harmonies in it as well, male-female vocals. So yeah, we hope you really enjoy this song too. Once again, thanks for listening. And this is Siren by Vince Vaccaro.
I feel you slipping away from me. Bent in the lock is a broken key. This is the mess that you made. Stare at the sun as it fades. Sink into the sky, lay beneath the palm trees.